Radio station for the Ribble Valley. On air, online, and on your smartphone app. Ribble FM.
Today's guest, there is every chance you have met him. I've met him three times. I've met him as George Formby from the film No Limit with the Shuttleworth Snap motorbike. I've met him as one of my favourite all-time racing drivers, Tazio Nuvolari. Do you like the Italian accent there? I've also met him as Stan Laurel, both members of Steptoe & Son. But this is the first time I've ever met Graham Hardy as Graham Hardy. And it's quite unusual in a way. And as I said, there's every chance there's a lot of you guys will have met him. You'll meet him at Goodwood, Silverstone, Classic TT, Land Bike Fest, Montlhéry, wherever there is classic motorsport or classic motorbike racing, Graham Hardy will be there. But, as I said, he probably won't be Graham Hardy when you meet him. Graham, welcome to the Backseat Driver Radio Show.
Thank you very much, Mark. It's nice to be asked to be on the show. Thank you.
How did all this come about? Because I said this is the first time I've met you as you. How did you start all this?
Okay, it goes back a long way, Mark. Yeah, it started really impersonations. Yeah, started as a lad, really. I once did an impersonation of a guy called Roy Wood from a band Move. The Move, and then it went on to Wizard. That's where it started, about 11 or 12 years old. And then I was playing a bit of rugby later in life and used to knock about with a guy that was playing prop forward. I was either a winger or the fullback. And we were playing rugby and the social events were coming in thick and fast, as they do. And this particular event was a fancy dress party. Girlfriend at the time and my good friend's wife wanted to go in fancy dress. We had a think about it, and I wasn't that keen. But then they said, why don't you go as Laurel and Hardy? That would be about 1988, and away we went.
And given your slim stature, you were definitely Stan Laurel.
Yeah, yes, that was an easier one for me. And the other lad was obviously a lot larger stature.
So from there, you were Laurel and Hardy. And because I know the one thing is, you were also a keen motorbike racer at one point in time, weren't you?
That's right, Mark. Yeah, I was keen motorbike. Yeah, I raced 500 Suzuki, T500, twin cylinder in the late 70s and early 80s. A couple of TZ350s. I raced 1000 Suzuki. And I ended up racing, finished my career off on the Sound of the Singles with a 600 Yamaha single cylinder and a TZ350 frame.
But one of the characters you're known for is George Foreman, because like we were saying earlier on before we started, you are what I would call a visual impersonator, though you can do the voices, but your passion isn't so much for George Formby, it's for the film No Limit. How did you work out you could be George Formby in No Limit? And of course, you have the motorbike to go with it.
Yeah, as I say, I started off with the Laurel and Hardy, and we were doing Laurel and Hardy at Goodwood Revival, and we went to a press release, and being big into the motorcycle club racing, and I've been to the Isle of Man TT, I'd seen the film. I got asked at a Goodwood Revival event by Lord March, as he was at the time, if I could see any areas at the revival where something might work. And I thought, yeah, the No Limit bike, the shuttle with snap, would fit in the bike paddock. As I say, I was already working there doing Laurel and Hardy. So I said, I think we can, you could safely say that with the bike lads, the shuttle with snap would fit in. And I sent him some photographs from the film and what I intended to do if he was interested.
Because you actually had to create the bike. You created the bike out of the bodywork, out of cardboard to start with, didn't you?
Yeah, when I first mentioned it to him and he put it to his committee, they wanted photographs, and I cut the bodywork out of cardboard, as you say, and then black and white tape. I had it was a Model P Triumph that I've used. I still got it, albeit the film No Limit, it was an AJS George Road, but to all intent and purposes, it's a very similar bike, side valve engine. Mine's a 500, George's with a 350. But yeah, made the cardboard sort of bodywork and then sent some photographs off just in case it got knocked back. They weren't interested, but it came back. It was a thumbs up from Goodwood, and I had to make it properly then out of fiberglass.
But from there, you've become like a regular feature at Goodwood, haven't you? You are, and a lot of the bike racing, you've become, shall we say, the bike has become nearly equally as famous as you are.
Yeah, it has gone down, I must say, within the motorcycle paddock. I've made a lot of friends in the paddock. We're doing the No Limit. Most of the lads and lasses racing it at the Goodwood Revival are all familiar with the film. So when we go down to the start line through the paddock, it's usually a lot of fun. And when I say we're racing motorbikes, then I know when the serious stuff starts and you need to back off a bit.
Everything is right about the character. Okay, it's like you said, the bike isn't exactly as George rode in the film, but the leathers, the helmet, even down to the ukulele, it's all absolutely bang on. What sort of work and effort goes in to getting the right clothing?
Yeah, I've had a lot of stuff. The leathers for me, George Formby and that, were made to measure, because that kind of, the period leathers are not readily available, really. You can spend a lot of time looking at eBay or trying to find that kind of stuff. But really, at the end of the day, I did borrow a jacket from a guy and the job was from another fella, and Adam copied a helmet. Pudding based helmets are readily available really on eBay. They're not cheap. Goggles, etc., boots. I copied, like, to pride myself on getting it visually. It's got to look right if you're going to do it well.
Yeah. But you've even done it down to learning how to play the ukulele, haven't you?
Yes, when I first started, I went to a Stafford bike show and a lot of people were saying, give us a tune, George. Really, I was posing with a ukulele and it was a bit embarrassing, if anything, that I couldn't play the ukulele. So I quickly decided to have lessons, and I'll never be George Formby, but yeah, I learned half a dozen songs and it gets me by in the paddock. People sing along, and that's what it's all about. You're riding in the TT races and Little Wigan Garden and yeah, the fun.
But you do ride that bike. It is to be seen out and about on the circuits. Though you're not a competitor, people will see you riding it about. Push it. I know at the Land Bike Festival you were pushing it about, because at the Land Bike Festival in Wales there was no circuit as such, but you were to be seen pushing it around the show on a very hot day wearing all the leathers.
Yeah, it does become quite warm in those leathers. Yeah, pushing it around, but yeah. Yeah, riding it's fun, yeah. Derby and the Isle of Man, we usually get 8 laps in the other year. And some of the other lads that are out in that particular class, they ride around, and at the end of the day, you're putting a show on, and the other lads join in, and we go over the finish line and swapping positions. It's all done properly, and tongue in cheeks. Ooh, mother and all that. It's never touched me.
But that was the one thing we were saying earlier on. George Formby's, I think his most famous saying is, turned out nice again. But I conclude you've had to learn all these little, like, one-line sayings that he actually said over a period of time in the films.
Yeah, they do. They come in handy. If turned out nice again was not in the actual film, but again, to all intents and purposes, it doesn't really matter. But yeah, he turned out nice again. He never touched me. And yeah, mother. These are the things that, you know, when you're doing that and people are... kids and that, and people they see it and they see the fun side of it, and it's good for the promote the film No Limit. That's at the end of the day, I enjoy it immensely, and it's well received, and well, the phone keeps ringing for me to do it. I'll carry on. And
I conclude you must know that film off by heart. You'll know the entire script to that film, won't you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, yeah. I've seen it many times, and I did sell a few in. I bought a rake of them from the film company, and
yeah.
Went to Spain to an event, and I ended up selling something like 90 copies. It's amazing. Yeah.
Have you ridden the TT circuit so you can truly emulate George?
No, I've not ridden the TT circuit. Oh, not on the Shuttle of Snap anyway. I've been round on the back of a motorbike, and I've been round it in a Model T Ford.
Yeah.
The Laurel and Hardy car. When I went to an event there as Laurel and Hardy. Yeah, it would go round, I'm sure, but it depends. Time is of the essence, and it's going to take a bit of time. Shuttle of Snap, I think, but... yeah, I'd like to go around. It would be fun, yeah.
Now, you mentioned there your Model Ts for your Laurel and Hardy. You are so passionate about getting it right. You own 2 Model T Fords, don't you?
That's right, Mark, yeah.
What are they like? I think we've also mentioned Tuckett Brothers, who have got to be the most famous Model T Ford dealers in England, if maybe not the world. But what's it like owning a pair of Model Ts?
Yes, it's funny. When I first bought it, when I first set about the Laurel and Hardy, I was doing... Laurel Hardy, and it was already going to these corporate events and shows and what have you, but I thought you could really open a whole new world in the motor shows with a Model T. I'd made a few inquiries, and a friend of mine, a motorbike racer by the name of John Cooper, he used to fit my racing, buy my racing tyres from him. I mentioned it to him one day, put me onto a guy, and they put me onto Tuckett Brothers, where I bought my first Model T, a 1924 Tourer, which Laurel and Hardy is identical to what Laurel and Hardy used in a film called Perfect Day. Yeah, it's great fun owning them. I made a lot of friends in the Model T Ford Club. They're a great Model T Ford Register, as it's known. Made some great friends, and over the years, been on throughout rallies, and yeah, lovely people. And another aspect to owning a Model T Ford, not only use it for Laurel and Hardy, but use it as a serious piece of kit at the weekend on a car rally, yeah.
So you do actually use them? You do have the pleasure of going out and using them?
Yeah, I go out for a run, not so often, because... as I say, there was a period, I had a couple of years where I wasn't doing Laurel and Hardy, and the particular Oliver Hardy I was working with, he retired, so I had a couple of years where I did do a number of rallies with the Model T Ford Register. But then I got back with another Oliver Hardy, and things took off again, and they were very busy on the show scene. So difficult to commit. But you know, one day when I finish doing the shows, the Laurel Hardy, I look forward to chilling out and touring around with the...
And just enjoy being a Model T Ford owner.
Yeah, I do, yeah. They've been very helpful. Neil and Peter Green round here looked after me a lot over the years with helping me keep them running.
On air, online and on your smartphone app. 106.7 Ribble FM.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way, so I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And love you. memories. That is all I'm taking with me. So goodbye. Please don't cry. We both know I'm not what you need.
Voice of the Valley, 106.7 Ribble FM.
It's time to get away with a foldaway. Escape to the country with one of our folding mobility scooters. Here at Modern Mobility, we understand the importance of keeping your independence and enjoying days out with your family and friends. We have some of the lightest and quickest folding mobility scooters, so you don't have to miss out on anything. With easy payment options and friendly experts on hand at all times, finding your ideal scooter has never been easier. Why not visit our shop, located on Castle Street, or give us a call on 01200 760 006 and discover your perfect staycation scooter now.
There's a place at the foot of Pendle Hill where time just slows down. Welcome to the Barley Mow in Barley, a proper country pub filled with crackling log fires, cosy corners, and that warm, familiar feeling the moment you step inside. Settle in for a hearty pub foodie favourite, a perfectly poured pint, and the friendliest welcome in the village. And if you can't bear to leave, stay over in one of our premium ensuite rooms. This weekend, make it the Barley Mow. Comfort, charm, and a seat waiting just for you.
In the Ribble Valley, care isn't just a service. It's a relationship. At Ribble Valley Crossroads Care, we've been supporting local families for over 35 years, and now we're growing our team. If you're an experienced carer or simply someone with a caring nature, we've got flexible, full and part-time roles waiting. Enjoy a two-week fixed rota, paid travel time, and the reassurance that all visits stay right here in the Ribble Valley. Make a difference with every visit. Apply today. Visit crossroadscareribblevalley.co.uk and get in touch.
planning an adventure, hitching a trailer, caravan or bike rack to your vehicle. Whether it's for work or leisure, Ribble Valley Towing has you covered. Fitting a new tow bar, repairs, electrics, our experienced engineers will sort it. Expert fitting, quality accessories and an honest local service at the right price. Choose Ribble Valley Towing, Unit 20, Twinbrook Industrial Estate, Clitheroe.
Looking for a delightful dining experience in the heart of the Ribble Valley? Look no further than Hindalini's restaurant at Gisborne Park Estate. Open every day from 9am till 5pm, Hindalini's serves up mouth-watering dishes made with love and locally sourced ingredients. From English classics like fish and chips to our famous full English breakfast, there's something for everyone. Our vibrant outdoor setting with regular live music, peaceful walks around the estate after lunch, and we are dog-friendly and even have water bowls and treats for them. Book your table online today and treat yourself to a culinary adventure at Hindalini's. Visit gisbornparkestate.co.uk for more information.
One thing about a Model T Ford is they don't drive like a normal car. The pedals that you see next to the steering column don't do exactly what you think they will do.
No, you need a big field. As Neil took it when I first went down to drive one, he let me loose in a big field, and thank goodness he did, because it's a totally different ball game to a modern car, but it was a lot of fun. And you've got to be careful driving it around a big crowd of people, but over the years got used to it. And
because the throttle is on the steering wheel.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah,
and the pedals, they operate the gears, don't they?
Yeah, they do. What is your clutch in your car or a standard motor car is the first and second gear. Push your foot down on it, you progress forward and take your foot off, you're into second gear. The middle pedal, which is your brake in your modern car, is a reverse gear on a foot, and your accelerator is the brake in a Model T. So you need to have your wits about you and as I say, keep your eye on it and concentrate on what you're doing and try and do Stan Laurel or the Keystone Cops, whatever you're doing.
But besides that, you use them besides the Laurel and Hardy, you just enjoy driving them when you can actually get them out.
Yes, I do. I enjoy driving them a lot. Yeah, they're always good, nice summer's day, drive around. Yeah, very enjoyable.
Now, the other character you've become famous for, as I said, he's one of my heroes. Tazio Nuvolari, the famous Italian racing driver. How did you discover that you could be Tazio Nuvolari?
Tazio Nuvolari, yeah, what a man, yeah. I was doing Laurel and Hardy at a show, hill climb in High Wycombe, called Cop Hill Climb, great event. And there was a guy there, one of the celebrity guys, was a guy by the name of Wizzo Williams. God bless him, he's no longer with us, unfortunately. But
an absolutely amazing guy. We're talking to you, I know, but I've got to tell you this. We were at Croft, and it was the launch of a lightweight E-Type Jag series. There had been 12 replica lightweight E-Types built, and I'd been invited along, and Barry Wizzo Williams was there. And he said, come on, you've got to come out as my passenger, because I'd been out driving them. And I've never been in with a man behind the wheel of a car that was so staggeringly out of control at three-figure speeds that actually wasn't out of control. And the guy's chatting away to you. You think, Barry, look where you're going, please.
Yeah.
This cool corner is coming up ever so quickly.
Oh, it was
and
phenomenal.
The guy was absolutely staggering.
Yeah,
absolutely staggering.
A lovely man as well, fantastic driver. And we, again, Woodward Revival, I met him a few times. And he was always a lovely fella.
Always
happy, to come up for a joke and a laugh. And yeah, he, getting back to Tazio Nuvolari, was the hill climb. And his mechanic came and said, have you ever considered doing Tazio for the revival? And I thought, no. I thought, Tazio Nuvolari. I dismissed it, really. I was more than happy with it. I've got enough on my plate, so to speak, with George Formby and Laurel and Hardy. But by chance, a magazine called the Motor Racing Legends was in the local paper shop, and I bought a copy of it, flicking through it, and I thought, wow, this guy looks a bit like my granddad. And I showed my girlfriend, and she said, he looks a bit like you. I said, that's that guy. She said, oh, I think you could do him. And I researched him, and what an amazing character. Just phenomenal. He's God in Italy, and still is to this day. And when I put it together, as I say earlier, I want to do it right. It's got to be, so I researched his overalls, his costumes, and everything, and put it together and went to Goodwood, and I was a little bit apprehensive, but it was well received. And it was another character that was become sort of known for doing different events, yeah.
But being Tazio Nuvolari, it's like we said, you've got the yellow sweater with the famous TN on it.
Yep.
And I've never known whether it's a turtle or a tortoise, but that was one of his logos.
Yeah, the turtle, yeah. Yeah, apparently it was a poet gave it to me because it was the slowest mammal on Earth and he was the fastest individual. So there was some kind of a story between, and that's how it came about to be his lucky emblem,
yeah,
for want of a better word.
But besides that, you've got it down to the teddy bear coat, the correct. Mm. The helmet, is it cloth or is it leather that he wore?
He may well have wore cloth or not. Mine are leather.
Yep.
The ones I've seen photographs in the Tazio Nuvolari Museum in Italy, they're leather, and the red one, they buried him in a light blue one, I believe, yellow jersey and blue trousers. He was renowned for that particular costume and racing outfit, should I say. Yeah, practiced in white overalls and yellow and blue trousers and a red or blue-white helmet, depending.
And then the teddy bear coat that he was well known, because you were saying earlier on, it's a matter of getting the right one. It's not a teddy bear coat, it is the right teddy bear.
Yeah, the right one, yeah, yeah. He was seen in different coats, obviously, but there was a particularly nice photograph of him in a teddy bear coat. One came available, I thought, well, I like that image of him. I like the coat, to be honest. I thought, why not? He was, as I said earlier, if you're going to do it well, and I like to think that the tributes that I've done, I've always given it 110%. I'm if you don't want to be doing it half-heartedly, and that, I think, is when you get the nice work, the nice events, such as Goodwood. They like what I've done over the years, and I've enjoyed very much working at their events, and others, obviously. But yeah, when people know you're working at Goodwood Revival, then that speaks for itself.
Yeah. But because of being Nuvolari, it's also brought you into contact with Alfa Romeo, Bugatti, and various other serious manufacturers who are delighted to invite you to be Tazio to, shall we say, promote their products or be involved with their brand, which has got to say something. It's got to say, Graham, you've got it. What do you end up doing with these people? Because the other thing is, you work with authors who've written books on Tazio and the cars he drove, and you are the man that they come to help you help them promote their product as such.
That's right. That's right, Mark. Yeah, the guy, John Bale, he wrote a book, Donington the Pioneers. Fabulous book. 25 years, I believe, working on this book. And on the front cover was Nuvolari Donington Park in Auto Union that he won.
Yep.
That particular race that year, 1938. Bumped into John at a motor show. And he asked me if I would come to the book launch. What an honour, you know what I mean? The guy spent 25 years and he wants me there as part of his launch. Donington Park with Mr. Wheatcroft and a number of motorsport greats were there. It was a great, something that I wouldn't ordinarily have got involved with doing Laurel and Hardy.
Like for the book launch, it's you walking round with a book. Not to decry that, that's, you walk round with a copy of this book in your arm, cradled in your arm, and the response is phenomenal, you were saying.
Yes. Yeah, I did the NEC motor show. John was on a book stand signing copies. I spoke to John about it. I said, there's no dress restriction if I walk round with a book and look out, I'm coming down to get you to sign a copy of it. I'll just pay to go in and I'm walking. And lo and behold, that's what we did. John was on the stand signing books, and I walked in with a book under my arm to get John to sign it. And on the way to the stand, obviously, to get invited onto the Alfa Romeo stand for a photograph or Bugatti, and I ended up with a number of jobs off the back of that. So it worked well, yeah.
So that's the only thing you've really got to do, without belittling it. You walk around as one of your characters, and the response is absolutely phenomenal, isn't it? I've seen it happen. You stand back, I've said to my better half, Graham Hardy's on his way, just watch the response as he walks around. It'll take him about half an hour to get from where he is to where I am.
Yeah, it does. It does indeed. Yeah, as you say, with the Tazio, now I walk around at an event and people want the photograph and they come and have a chat, and those that are not familiar with Tazio, at least when they see it and then you explain what you're doing, if they go away and check on the internet and websites and look up what an amazing character he was. Likewise with George Formby, the youngsters, lady approached me in a supermarket, a local supermarket, and she said, you're the guy that was doing the George Formby, the No Limit. I said, yes. She said, we were there in 2007 or something, and the lad was 7 years old, he's now 14, and he's ukulele mad off the back of seeing, looking it up on the internet. And I think I was quite chuffed. I thought, yeah, great. I'm glad. She was not so pleased about the ukulele constantly in the back bedroom, but it was only a bit of fun, yeah. But yeah, great if people like it and go away and take something off it, brilliant.
The other thing you're now known for is you're now on a bottle of gin.
That's right, yeah. I got asked, I met him on Instagram and that, and met him at a couple of shows, and he asked me about an image. There's a photographer, a friend of mine, that took this particular image, and he asked about the photograph. I said, well, I don't own the rights to that particular picture. So I put him in touch, and we had a photo shoot, and it's Classic Racing Spirit, is his company. And we had a photo session with a mate of mine, Russell Cobb, who does a lot of photography all over the country and Europe. And he did a series of shots, and this one was chosen to go on the gin, which I think has been going very well.
Yeah. Do you drink gin out of interest?
I have tried it. I don't tend to drink spirits, but I have tried it. The gin and tonic is the one sort of spirit that I would drink. And it's very nice. I do enjoy gin and tonic, but usually a beer. a beer is...
So if any beer manufacturers out there who fancy Nuvolari on their hands, do give Graham a ring.
Live and local, across the Ribble Valley, 106.7. This is Ribble FM.
more from the heart. Forever trust in who we are. No, nothing else matters. No, nothing else matters.
106.7 Ribble FM.
Are you tired of sky-high housing costs? Are you ready for a change of scenery? At Three Rivers, our rural caravan park is the perfect solution for those seeking an affordable, peaceful and beautiful place to call home. Nestled in the heart of the countryside, our park offers exceptional facilities, including a cafe, swimming pool and function suite. You can even choose your own plot and specify the style of home that best suits your needs. Don't miss this opportunity to join our thriving community and enjoy the best of both worlds, the convenience of modern living with the charm and serenity of rural life. Contact us today to learn more and schedule a tour. Three Rivers, the perfect home is waiting for you.
Craving something seriously next level? Then get down to 115 Guys on Lowergate, Clitheroe, the original and only burger house in town. We're talking gourmet smash burgers, loaded fries, locally sourced produce, and their legendary in-house made spice bags. Big flavour, street cool food, and there's even a children's menu for the little foodies. Order your next burger fix today. Call 01200 411 766 or visit 115guides.co.uk or find them on the socials.
Premier Chadburn Village Store does exactly what it says on the tin. A local convenience store run by local people that offers the cheapest 24/7 pay at the pump fuel, comprehensive range of groceries, and we're also a pay zone provider for bill payments and mobile top-ups. Open from 6am until 9pm, we're here when you need us.
Chadburn Village Store, open when you need us most.
Three-Face Contractors, your local eco-force specialist.
How would you like to cut energy bills and upgrade your home, all for free? You could get a government-backed grant covering the full installation of solar panels, heat pumps and insulation, absolutely free. And it takes just 1 minute online to check if you qualify. Don't miss out. Visit threephasecontractors.com today. Your one-minute eligibility check could change your home forever.
Three-Face Contractors, your local
Get ready to bring a slice of real Italy to your next event with Tuk Tuk Pizza Company, where gourmet meets fun. The finest Neapolitan-style pizzas cooked fresh in our bespoke pizza pods. Imagine the sight of sizzling melted cheese, raised dough, and that telltale aroma of homemade garlic butter. There's nothing like it. No matter what the occasion, Tuk Tuk Pizza Company is your go-to. And here's the twist. Our two chefs don't just cook. They add entertainment and theatre to serving your food, making every slice a performance. Book us now and let us turn your next gathering into a spectacular feast of flavours and fun. Find us on the socials or call 01200 40 73 74. Tuk Tuk Pizza Company.
local, across the Ribble Valley, we are Ribble FM.
So it must be unusual if you offer somebody a drink of gin when you're out and about or at your house. You'll probably be the only man going who will offer them a drink of gin from a bottle with his own photograph on front.
Yeah, it does look... it causes a bit of conversation when I see the fat out of the drinks cabinet and there I am on a bottle of gin, yeah. Different, but fun, yeah.
Because one of the places you do go to is Montlhéry in France, which is the famous old bank circuit, and the atmosphere of that place is staggering. You turned up as Nouvelori with his mechanic. They just said, go in.
Yeah, they did, yeah. Yeah, we went, there's two of us went, lad and a lad who does some mechanicking for me with the shuttle of Snap. He said, where are we going? I said, we're going to get dressed up as Nouvelori and a mechanic and then go in to the Montlhéry revival. So he said, are you sure? I said, yeah. So we got dressed up and drove the motor home to the gate, Frenchman on the gate, and then I wound the window down and gave me the buongiorno, and he come for the race of the car, and basically Italian, broken Italian stroke English, and in we went, and I didn't need a ticket, and then off the back of that, I ended up in a promotional film for Montlhéry Revival, which, there you go, just shows you never know what's around the corner.
Now, the other thing you're known for, and I know this isn't motoring based, but you're also known for being Albert and Harold Steptoe.
Oh, yeah. Now, you dirty little old man. Yeah.
You're a good boy, Harold.
Yeah, that's a childhood. They went from 62 to 74, didn't they? And
because you and I are from the same era in many ways. Remember these half-hour comedy programmes that used to be on the television. A lot of them were in black and white.
Yeah.
And you can, if you want, see a lot of them now on that one of my favourite television channels, Talking Pictures. But they were an absolute... They were a must-see with these two guys, weren't
they? They were. I was... When in the 60s, we were in bed in those days and sent to bed at sort of 7, 8 o'clock or whatever. I'd be about 9. Yeah. And I remember pleading with my parents, come and watch Steptoe and we'd behave ourselves. And my brother and I would go down and sit and they'd say, yeah, come and watch Steptoe and that. And they were like brilliant. I loved them. I loved them. Everything about it. The horse cart, Hercules the horse. Yeah. And then I realised
the skeleton up the corner.
Yeah, the skeleton, the bear in the corner. And they were great. What a show, yeah. Brilliant.
How do you decide who you can be? Because I conclude the Graham Hardy repertoire has not come to an end. There are possibly other people out there that you could be.
I've done a lot of people, yeah. Buster Keaton. I once did a Clint Eastwood on the door for an event, a Western event. And maybe some more in the pipeline. I don't know. Yeah, I'm always up for a challenge, must say.
But how do you decide what makes you think I can possibly do him? I conclude it has to be the looks. They've got to, shall we say, have physical similarities to you, or you have to have physical similarities to them.
Yeah. I've been compared to, somebody asked me about doing George Orwell. Yeah, but there's not a demand. I've seen pictures of him. I could do him. But I think, who's gonna say, oh, yes, I get it. Where's it going to work?
Yeah.
Steptoe and Son, the cricket match at Goodwood. I knew a guy with a horse and a car, and we put it together. And it was great. It worked really well at the cricket match at Goodwood. I just decided this will work. Tried it with a few people, close friends, did the voices and the appearances with my face. And then if I got the thumbs up, yeah, you can do it. And then set about putting it together properly. When we did with the horse and cart, it was phenomenal. Fantastic going down the street again. People who've not seen it, then go away and watch the real ones. And jury, like I did and you do.
So when you're doing Steptoe and Son, which one are you as such? Or are you the both? Or who decides who's being you on the day?
When I worked with the horse and cart, the guy who owned the horse and cart, he did Harold. I've never driven a horse and cart, and I understand it's not straightforward. So, not like a Model T or anything. So I did the old man. And I've done both. I've done both characters. I've done some for care homes. I've done some little clips. Well, I put a little scenario together where I've done Harold coming into a room, said something, then gone out of the room, and then I've dressed as the old Albert, and then gone in and done Albert. So I put the two together, so it looks like a bit of a scenario. We did that for COVID care homes for the Not Forgotten Association, put some shows together that were beamed into the care homes, and that was received as well. I did it last year for the Chelsea pensioners at St. James's Palace in London.
Yeah.
And... They, the older guys, they know exactly what you're trying to do. And It's good fun, yeah.
Have you recreated the famous kitchen sink scene where he's having a bath in the kitchen sink, complete with his bowler hat?
I did do a version, funnily enough, in the baths. I couldn't fit it, well, the sink wasn't, I couldn't fit in my sink anyway to do it, but I did a version on Instagram, which is on Instagram, with a bottle of Domestos. Again, I'm singing a song in the bath, and it was for the care homes, and it was just a promotion to stay keen and keep clean.
Yeah.
It's on my Instagram, hardy.grahamitz.
Yes.
And it's had a lot of views, and I still get people say, I like that one where you're doing the bath, but the original one was one of my favourite scenes.
Yeah. Out of all of the characters you do, you've got to have a favourite. Who do you really enjoy? Out of everybody, if somebody said, come as a character, which character would you turn up as? If somebody said, I'm not bothered who you come as.
Stan Laurel.
Stan Laurel.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Stan Laurel, the thing is, Stan Laurel, you need Oliver Hardy. So you need two of you. I've worked with a number of Oliver Hardys over the years, nine different Oliver Hardys from London. So I've had plenty of experience of working, and I've been working with a guy from Huddersfield, obviously before COVID. He's a good lad. And yeah, Stan Laurel's the one. When you look what Stan Laurel, what a career, brilliant actor. And he was the brains behind Laurel and Hardy, and I've the utmost respect for the Laurel and Hardy Sons of the Desert, and yeah, Stan Laurel's the answer to your question, Mark.
The one thing we can both agree on is all the characters you play, or you are an impersonator or an impressionist of, were all true characters in their own right, weren't they? George Formby was George Formby. He got up to all sorts of things, really, even though he was a bit dominated by his missus. But you looked at Nuvolari, and these guys had style. During times of austerity, George Formby had style. Nuvolari had serious style.
Yes, yes, without a doubt, Mark. Yeah, they're all amazing characters, amazing characters. Nuvolari, as you say, phenomenal. And George Formby, obviously, there's George Formby, Stan Laurel, and your Steptoe and Son, British comedy. Absolutely fantastic. All of them. I say, No Limit is my favourite film.
So if somebody comes to visit, they've got to sit down and watch No Limit before we do anything else.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, No Limit. Yeah, definitely.
Graham Hardy, it's been a pleasure meeting you. As I said, I, like many other people, have met you on many occasions, but you've always been somebody else. But if somebody wants to follow you on social media, where are you available? Facebook and Instagram?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook and Instagram, yeah. Instagram, hardy.graham. That's hardy.graham, G-R-A-E-M-E. I'm on there. Send me a message or a friend request, whatever. And yeah, and Facebook, yeah, Graham Hardy. Yeah, I'm there, and a lot of friends follow what I do and follow what they do. Yeah, feel free.
And the one thing is, on your Facebook page, the face that looks back at you, as always with Graham Hardy, it isn't Graham Hardy, it's the legend himself, Dazio Nuvolari. But once again, Graham Hardy, it's been a pleasure having you on the Backseat Driver Radio Show.
Yeah, thanks very much for inviting me, Mark. I've had a great time, and thank you very much for listening.
For local radio, it has to be Ribble FM.
You got
FM anytime, anywhere. Download our dedicated smartphone app. Go to ribblefm.com.